assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation.
Stand by.
Survival and gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise box we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a mega virus or a computer failure took out your bank, or all the banks for that matter. Are your banking records safe in your hand? You can say, hey, look, this is what I had. You have it. I want it back. Is your personal data safe? Family records, addresses, phone numbers? .com. Click the banner on the homepage for the EMP proof bullet drive to get the full scoop of everything that we offer. So, folks, keep your data safe for you. Don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Ray, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your...
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. I've got Dan Willis from the Disclosure Project on today, and Solaris Blue Raven is really kind of hosting the show. I'm going to be here for the first hour, and I think we're going to talk about some news the first 15 minutes. Or 30 minutes maybe, and it's hard to say, maybe the first 15 minutes on news, and then we're going to, I think, me and Dan are going to talk a little bit about some new information that's come out in the extraterrestrial world, and then I might go 30 minutes on the Meyer material and then give Dan to Solaris the whole last hour, and he can finish up the show. I've got to leave after the first hour, and I really appreciate you, Solaris, coming on at the last minute. How have you been?
Just fine, thank you.
And Dan, it's been probably over a year since we've talked. How have you been?
A couple of years. Yeah, it's good to be on your show again, Mark, and one of my favorite show hosts, Solaris. It's always wonderful to join you.
Thank you. Wonderful to have you.
Dan, I want to cover some quick things in the news, and please feel free, both of you, to chime in. First thing is the F-35 has now been proven visible at long distance by Chinese radar. And one of the things that I've been studying for years is some of the things that there are two guys that I think that are the most knowledgeable people in the world in terms of jet aircraft. And one of them's Colonel Everest Tricconi and the other one's Pierre Spray. They were the designers of the A-10 and the F-16, and they've been saying for years that our stealth fighters are not really what they're cracked up to be. And I've been studying this issue for about two decades, and the Chinese have confirmed my beliefs. The big problem with stealth aircraft, of course, is that they're not maneuverable enough, meaning their turn radius is too large, their turn time is too slow, and it's been proven that they are not invisible to all radar. The Chinese says that they have developed an over-the-horizon maritime early warning radar that can detect stealth aircraft beyond visual range. And a guy named Yang Tin, the team leader of the radar project, told the Chinese media that the radar emits high-frequency electromagnetic waves with long wavelengths and wide beams that stealth assets are not protected against. And this radar is known as China's first line of defense. And I've been concerned about this for years. I think the Russians have a similar kind of radar as well. Dan, I don't know if you've looked into this at all. I thought I would throw that out at the beginning of the show.
It's not the area of information I'm familiar with, but, you know, trillions of dollars into this continual leapfrog of technology with the military-industrial complex, you know, while people are homeless and starving on this planet. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. L.A. is terrible right now. The homeless in L.A., I've heard the people on the streets, and there are even human fecal matter on the streets now, and the needles for drugs on the street. Have you heard about any of this?
Oh, yeah, it's all over the news. Yeah, it's a sad situation, you know, because, God, you know, we have the resources. There's technology that's, in fact, when we get into the leaked document on the, you know, what happened with Admiral Tom Wilson and astrophysicist Eric Davis, which reveals that, you know, we have these unacknowledged special access programs that have extremely advanced technology where everybody can get off of disconnected from the grid. We could we could create a whole different world, but these suppression elements that according to the Admiral are illegal, and they need to be exposed, and you know, the world needs to see these operations for what they are and move forward to a better world.
I'm looking forward to talking about that. That is very, very interesting. The second item that I wanted to bring up in news today is that there have been about 8,500 illegal aliens released into the interior of our country this week. And President Trump's Department of Homeland Security says about 8,500 border crossers and illegal aliens have gone into the interior of the United States over the past 8 days, from June 4th to June 11th. DHS released 8,500 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities across the country. This is really, really bad news. Some of these people have Ebola. There's an influx of Ebola into the country, and maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more.
That's biowarfare. I'll shut up, but I'm telling you, that's biowarfare. That's sabotage.
I think the United States is under an attack.
You bet it is. Well, go ahead. I'm not supposed to be talking.
No. That's fine. Solaris, chime in anytime. Dan, do you agree that it feels to me like the United States is under kind of an attack right now?
Well, people who research this and look at what transpired during the Obama administration, and if you look at all these elements that have been going on, that our mainstream media, you know, the caretakers of distributing information to the American people, have been completely infiltrated by these unwarranted influences that keep us distracted into things that aren't significant. So yeah, there seems to be a definite agenda, and it doesn't look like a good one.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about George Soros later too, if I can remember, because I think he's a big part of this. The other thing that I wanted to bring up just briefly, as far as the news here at the beginning of the show, is that two oil tankers have been hit with at least one torpedo and bombed in the Gulf of Oman, which is part of the Persian Gulf. The crews of the tankers have abandoned the ships, and there will most likely be an environmental disaster. Some people are wondering if this is a false flag or if the Iranians are guilty of this. I really don't have any idea, but it certainly is a bad situation. I don't know if you wanted to comment on that at all, Dan.
Well, I had to go to Vietnam in combat action because of the other lie, the Gulf of Tonkin event. This has all the... this is all the indications of, you know, everything's coming over there, and all of a sudden, oh, we're getting attacked, you know, by Iran. Oh, you know, and it's like, and there's just so many suspicious elements about this whole thing. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, here a boat comes up alongside, you know, the captain doesn't say anything. There's no,
right.
Nobody radios anything, and they come along and, remove supposedly the mine that's attached, to remove the evidence. There's a whole lot of suspicious elements, you know, around this whole situation. I mean, we've got one false flag war. You know, people don't want to go to war.
Right.
You know, people didn't want to go to the Vietnam War. All the PTSD veterans that had to go because of the other false flag with 9/11. And, you know, not the, you know, the millions of people that are affected by these wars. And you have to look at, you know, who is behind these wars. You know, it's just kind of interesting that there's a Rothschild central bank in every country except for North Korea and Iran. Cuba, I think. Yeah. You know, it's just like...
the countries, you know, that are supposed to be doing everything wrong just don't have a... international banker in control of them, I guess, right?
Well, and General Leslie Clark, you know, he spilled the beans. You know, he said accidentally, you know, a general happened to tell him, you know, from the high up, which was Donald Rumsfeld, that, we're going to take out, you know, the five countries in the next 7 years, or seven countries in the next 5 years. I forget which it is. But, you know, they had this whole plan laid out ahead of time. And then, you know, the intelligence report got leaked that George W. Bush got about the whole thing about the weapons of mass destruction with Saddam Hussein. And they completely whitewashed that and went to war anyway. You know, but... you know, this stuff needs to stop. I mean, it's just, you know, if we really want to, you know, we talk a lot about honoring our soldiers, honoring our veterans, and we do so much to honor our great military and everything. If we really want to honor our military, don't lie to them and send them off to a war based on a lie.
Well, why don't we start out and at least... start talking about some of this new technology that you had posted on Facebook. I guess there are two, I don't know if they're from our military or from NASA, two scientists that have come out and made public statements regarding this kind of thing. Is that true, Dan?
Well, what it was a document got leaked. It was a transcription document. It was a conversation that was transcribed between the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Vice Admiral Tom Wilson, and astrophysicist Eric Davis. And what that revealed was that the admiral, this goes into a long story that I'm kind of familiar with, because I was out by Area 51 in a meeting that the previous meeting was with a group that there was an NRO classified advisory that went out to the base that anybody would be reprimanded if they had any contact. And on that list was a list of these unacknowledged special access programs, such as Cosmic Ops and Magi Ops and so forth. Well, and so in 1997, Dr. Stephen Greer, along with astronaut Edgar Mitchell, went to the Pentagon to meet with the admiral to show him these unacknowledged special access programs, and the admiral was denied access, and you know, he was really pissed, and he basically told Dr. Greer that if you can get your people together and go before the media, you have my permission. You know, this group is illegal, quote unquote, and that's basically what greenlighted the May 9, 2001 National Press Club, of which I was one of 20 witnesses, that each one of us willing to state it, we were willing to testify under oath before Congress, but it got completely sanitized by the controlled mainstream media. And this has been a long chain of events that stemmed all the way going back to Eisenhower in 1955.
Let me ask you, what was the name of that admiral?
Vice Admiral Tom Wilson.
Tom Wilson, okay. And he was having a discussion with this physicist, Eric Davis, and the discussion, the conversation was inadvertently transcribed and then released, right?
Yeah, so somehow it leaked out, and there was a whole lot of information, such as presidents and all congressional members are not privy to these. There's no oversight whatsoever. Mm-hmm. What happened was when Nelson Rockefeller restructured the CIA MJ-12 operations back in 1955, they basically took our government out of any jurisdiction. And so they've been, you know, trillions of dollars going into these projects. At the same time, using the national security apparatus to suppress, and I had 10 years of experience with this, anybody, you know, coming out with free energy or anti-gravity or anything. So we've been, for the last 70 years, we've had all of our inventors and scientists suppress that come out with solutions, while at the same time trillions of dollars go into these unacknowledged special access programs that our government has no legal oversight whatsoever. There, Mark, there's like a, I don't know if you're breathing next to the microphone, it's kind of distracting it.
Sorry, I'm glad you brought that up. If I am,
I'll oh okay say. Yeah, it like throws me off.
It must be me.
You're going to say something and it kind of disrupts my thought, but
it,
anyway,
it must be me because I don't hear it.
Right, exactly.
Well, let me ask you a question here anyway. Sorry about that, and I'm glad you spoke up. So is the general government out of the loop then in terms of disclosure?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for saying that, because I always kind of get a little frustrated with people always talking about, oh, we got to have disclosure from the government. The shadow government may know some things, but not the real government, right?
Well, that's what, you know, Sarah McClendon, who actually was the White House correspondent that actually sponsored the National Press Club event in 2001, she was famously quoted when she was on Clinton's, staff there, that she asked him, why haven't you done anything with disclosure? And he said, you know, quote, Sarah, there's a secret government within the government and I don't control it, unquote. You know, so this secret government basically stems going all the way back to the end of World War II, where the corporations that were tied into a whole lot of people who have the most money in the world and, you know, the banking elite and everything like that, that were working with the Nazis, essentially infiltrated in into you know, the CIA, NASA, the pharmaceutical industry. They basically had a plan of infiltration called Weltanschauungskrieg, which means worldview warfare. They rewrote the history of what happened at the end of World War II in 1946. They completely took over the mainstream media in 1950 with Operation Mockingbird. They influenced Hollywood movie productions ever since 1951 with The Day the Earth Stood Still with Operation Dove. And so basically they created what they call a matrix of perception. So generations have been born into this this false reality while they keep this breakaway civilization that they've been you know, operating. Even Eisenhower, after he lost control, you know, when they moved all their operations out of Ohio, you know, out of Wright-Patterson, mm-hmm. over to Area 51 and S4, you know, he threatened with the First Army to go in and rip this thing apart, he said, you know. But they allowed two agents, which, you know, revealed that there was extraterrestrials there, and there was a number of craft that were German origin and extraterrestrial origin that they were reverse engineering. And so, you know, he relayed that on to Kennedy. Kennedy, with his background in Office of Naval Intelligence, were well aware of a lot of this stuff. And, you know, what happened to him when he tried to gain access 10 days later. And, you know, all this was set up with Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles was infamous for this whole infiltration, and he also set up the assassination directive for Kennedy.
Sorry to interrupt you. You were talking about the shadow government a little bit there, and essentially the shadow government are criminals then, right? Or is that too strong of a statement?
The shadow government is what again?
Essentially criminal. They're criminals.
Oh, well, yeah. No, that's not too strong. No, it's a criminal syndicate, basically. You know, when you have illegal operations going on, when you have all these deep underground military bases that are basically controlled by these corporations but protected by the military, that are doing human rights abuse, and there's no constitutional oversight. There's no jurisdiction by any president, any member of Congress. It doesn't matter if you're the president, the CIA director, which, you know, that's what started a lot of this back in 93, was, you know, because Lawrence Rockefeller wanted to have a disclosure. Clinton had a CIA director, James Woolsey, look into it. He was denied access as well ever since 1955. Everybody's been denied access ever since that date. And he, in a meeting with Dr. Greer, he said, you know, I know the subject's real. I'm trying to figure out why the hell I can't gain access to it. And how can we possibly disclose what we don't have access to? And that's what triggered the meeting with some military advisors, the Witness Archival Project, where they started to collect hundreds of witnesses, of which, you know, I'm only one of over 500 military intelligence witnesses.
So our government, in a sense, is kind of overthrown in a way.
Well, infiltrated is the word.
Yes.
Infiltrated is definitely the good word, because when you think about, we have a legal constitutional government that has checks and balances and oversights. This has been, they figured out how, using you know, their special access programs, and then there's hidden within the special access program, as this document reveals, And if you can see the document, I put it up on my site, thewebmatrix.net, and the 2002 timeline, you can see that they're talking about that in these projects they had technology that was not of this earth. They revealed that, you know, presidents and members of Congress are all being denied access. That if the admiral tried to look into it, and this admiral, he was fuming. He was furious that, you know, he, if anybody, you know, the head of intelligence of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, should have access to this programs. And that if he was to not drop it, that he would start losing rank and promotions and would see an early retirement. And so this is the kind of power that these people have that over our legal government.
I got to tell you something. I'm sitting on thewebmatrix.net, and I just got this giant warning. Warning, potential security risk ahead.
Firefox. Oh, really? Yeah, they do that.
Have you seen that before?
Yeah, they blocked me on Facebook when I posted this, so I can't post. And all I'm basically is just sharing a document that, you know, Richard Dolan did a YouTube on it, and, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, it's all over the whole internet, you know. But, you know, there is, when you realize that, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube, you know, the whole bunch, we're all basically initially set up with the CIA, and that Facebook is basically DARPA's LifeLog program that in 2004 in February, the exact date that the LifeLog program of DARPA, which was basically to collect intel on people and in order to control the, you know, for perception management, the exact date was the day that Facebook started, you know. So they have algorithms that they've programmed that there are certain things that you talk about, you know, like vaccines, Nazi infiltration, you know, all this stuff, you know, that it will trigger red flags and get you blocked, you know. So, you know, I'm not surprised my website's, you know, getting blocked, you know. So all it is is my notes that a media company out of Hollywood wanted me to write an article on media control as to who controls the agreed upon reality through the mainstream media and why they fear disclosing the truth about the extraterrestrial, that I wrote many, many years ago and put out a chronological timeline. And I just put it witness testimonies and documents that leaked. And if you start researching and putting it all together and don't watch CNN and read New York Times, it starts to reveal a very revealing pattern of what's happened behind the scenes with our government.
You know, that recently they've kicked a whole bunch of people off YouTube, including Alex Jones, and that was a big red light to me that they're attacking our right of free speech. And I think this is, they've really turned up the heat. This is very significant. We could do a whole show on the destruction of our free speech and the attack that YouTube and Facebook and Twitter has made against our Bill of Rights, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's against the First Amendment of our Constitution. But this isn't, these elements that are in control of these big social media platforms that have, you know, basically have an agenda of collecting intel and of perception management and controlling that. You know, this was all revealed, you know, when Snowden leaked, you know, the GCHQ documents with, you know, sock puppets, shills, and trolls that go out there, and they, you know, they're desperate. That's why they're cranking up the censorship. They're afraid that, you know, you look at the polls on the mainstream media, you know, like CNN and all of them, they've just been going down, 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 because people are starting to see through their lies. And starting to look in alternative media for other answers because there's something not right.
So I'm sitting on your web page here. It says, "Who controls the agreed upon reality through the mainstream media, and why they fear disclosing the truth about the extraterrestrial reality?" An article by Dan Wills. Where should I go from here? You've got kinds of ways.
It's basically what I did was I went from the year 1900, the beginning of the 20th century, to present day. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been able to catch up with all the latest stuff that happened so quick. But if you click on the timeline and go to, it goes like, 1933, 1947. Go to 2001 and then scroll all the way down past the Nazi infiltration into the pharmaceutical industry down to 2002.
Okay, anthrax attack, vaccines.
It'll go way down further.
Nazi history of infiltration to the pharmaceutical industry.
That down further, way down. Fluoride. 2002 October.
Okay.
Quite a ways down.
I'm keep going here. FDA declares homeopathic drugs illegal.
Further. We're still into the influences.
You're talking about. So here it shows that they used to sell heroin. You could buy heroin at the store. I can see.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah. Well, it shows, what happened was that the Nuremberg trials, IG Farben was the biggest funder of Adolf Hitler, and they broke it into the pharmaceutical companies that we have today, Bayer and all the rest of them, and there's an infamous history of these people. Yes, indeed.
So are you saying we shouldn't trust the pharmaceutical industry?
Well, I would trust good nutrition first.
Yeah, I like my that. Own. I haven't been to I don't want to jinx myself. I haven't been to a doctor since I was 16 years old. And I had a really bad cold a couple of weeks ago, and I was afraid I was going to have to make an exception to this. So I'm on a 2001 timeline.
2002. Get down to 2002.
There's a lot of interesting stuff I'm going past here. This is difficult. I see 2002 stuff. New York Times, Podesta, Crop Circles.
A little further.
Transcript between Admiral Tom Wilson and astrophysicist Eric W. Davis. So this is...
You got it.
Okay, this is actually a little bit... Is this kind of older news then?
No, it just came out.
Oh.
It just surfaced on June 6th.
Okay.
A week and a half ago?
But the actual discussion took place in 2008.
What I do is when the event happens, so you can correlate it with other events that are happening around it, I put things on the chronological timeline according to the time that it actually happens, not the time that it got released. So you can kind of associate what was going on with other events during this time.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
What they say here, they had a craft, an intact craft they believed could fly. Was it from overseas or not? Said no, could not be, not possible. Why, I asked, where did it come from? The program manager said they didn't know where it was from. They had some idea on this. It was technology that was not of this earth, not made by man, not made by human hands.
That's right. And, and those are just a couple of clips, just a couple of little text clips out of the long PDF is at the very bottom. But, you don't have time to read the whole thing. But those are just a couple of little highlights. Some of the highlights are that, here we have the head of military intelligence being denied access and, essentially, being threatened to not reveal any of this stuff or else, he'd suffer, an early retirement and loss of rank.
Man.
This is kind of a criminal syndicate when you think about our legal constitutional government based on, you know, our Bill of Rights and the Constitution. What happened was when Nelson Rockefeller restructured the MJ-12 CIA operations and took our legal government completely out of the loop, they were able to utilize what's called unacknowledged special access programs to create these programs so that there's no oversight. They can do anything. You know, you can have human rights abuse. You can do anything with this situation. You know, you can suppress the, you know, that was the Invention Secrecy Act, 1951. That, you know, I spent 10 years meeting with scientists and inventors that, you know, some were murdered, tried to come out with. Many of them received a national security order that, you know, anybody has a solution to get off of nuclear oil or coal. Basically says your invention has been deemed to be a detriment to the national security of the United States. Therefore, you cannot share it, reveal it to anybody. And so we've got close to 6,000. Yeah, last count it was 5,700 something solutions for the world. So our civilization on this planet is being kept in a technologically retarded bubble, while unaccounted for trillions of dollars, you know, think drugs and weapons and everything else, you know, that could be brought in for money that's unaccounted for, and about the $21 trillion that, you know, in the Pentagon, and the day before 9/11, you know, Rumsfeld talking about, oh, can it count for $2.3 trillion the day before. And then the place where they were investigating it on the Pentagon was the exact place where the missile came in and blew up that part of the Pentagon, as testified by General Stubblefield, I believe. Stubblefine, yeah, anyway.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. One thing that comes to my mind is that, okay, we have all of these activities that have been hidden and suppressed. And on the one hand, I can see a whole cross-section of our population which isn't really ready for this information. But the problem is, as it is suppressed and time goes on, people are more and more divorced from the real reality. So when this stuff has to be brought forward, as it is being brought forward now, that the people that have been ill-prepared for handling it are going to suffer even a greater trauma and a greater cognitive dissonance and a greater shock. So it's a real dilemma. On the one hand, I can see them wanting to cushion society to a degree because everybody wasn't ready, but the problem, the bad part about doing that is that it's going to make it even more of a shock, I think, for some people. Could you comment on that?
Oh, this is a very, very critical, important point you're bringing up, Mark. Yeah, we've been under the psychological warfare. You know, when I was 1 month old, when James Forrestal got thrown out the window, he wanting to, you know, reveal this to the public, you know, back in 1949. Imagine all the science fiction. Well, we're watching science fiction movies. Right. You know, the real thing is going on.
Right.
You know, and so we have this whole cognitive dissonance situation that's been going on, and you've got decades of programming. False programming, it's hiding all of this, and now, you know, they're coming out with a limited disclosure, trying to control the narrative, you know, with the, you know, they started out with the Nimitz event, with a tic-tac, and...
What was that?
You know, with the, on the Navy jet, who was picking up the UFO, and they called it a tic-tac, remember?
The tiny little infrared thing?
Yeah, and so what they're doing is they're seeding it out there in the public. And you know they're seeding it out in the public because when each of us testified back in 2001, see, this was going to blow the whole thing open. You know, we're talking about bases on the other side of the moon, nukes being shut down, 57 different species already being categorized, that we had alien reproduction vehicles back in the 50s that can go faster than light, that you know, president, CIA directors are being denied access, that we have energy solutions, zero point energy, that solve the energy and environmental crisis on the planet. You know, all this was disclosed, but what happened, like CNN, the flagship of disinformation with the rest of them, they basically did what's called, the CIA calls, a limited hangout. And so the part they hung out was saying, oh, the Disclosure Project want to have a congressional hearing based on, you know, on the reality of UFOs, you know, which of course isn't going to get anything. They missed all the important points, like, you know, our legal governments being denied access to these illegal rogue operations that the admiral couldn't get a hold of. And so... What happened was, you know, the public has no idea. Even the first hour was jammed by the NSA, according to sources, when, you know, 500,000 people went online to try to view it. So they really didn't want the public to become aware of this reality, and so they completely sanitized it. But when the, I think it was November of 2017, I'm not exactly sure, but that's when the first event happened where they let out about the Nimitz incident, UFO encounter.
Well, why don't you tell us about that, because I don't even know that much about it.
Oh, well, a Navy carrier group in 2004, the USS Nimitz, there was a UFO, which the... I think it was an F-35 and the F-18. I forget what kind of aircraft, but anyway, they were tracking it, and it was going. It was, you know, on their scope. They're going thousands of miles per hour, doing maneuvers that, you know, we can't even come close to. Mm-hmm. And so, so what happened was, every single one of all of their controlled mainstream media channels, you know, you think CNN, ABC, CBS, mm-hmm. Washington Post, New York Times, you know, all of them, there's a whole long list of them that they control, all of them. It's only six corporations that control everything we see and hear. Basically, they saturated it for about 2 or 3 days, make sure that even your grandmother knows about, you know, UFOs, you know, and that reality. And now, lately, just as of in the last week or so, you know, they're talking about, oh, the Navy has changed its program about reporting UFOs, you know, and that was my testimony about, you know, those craft, glowing craft that are coming out of our oceans and secret classified reports going to Chief of Naval Operations way back in 1969 when I was working in naval communications. But if you, they changed the law, according to JANAP 146, any sailor that tries to report a UFO or anything, basically you're under the Espionage Act and you can be looking at 10 years in prison and a hefty fine. But they've changed that just recently so that the Navy sailors and the other military, if they report, they have new procedures. So what they're doing is they're purposely seeding this out into the public's awareness that and making sure that people accept the idea of extraterrestrials and UFOs now. Because what they're wanting to do is they're wanting to bring this out in a certain controlled narrative. And my take on it is there's human rights abuse going on ever since 1955 when Eisenhower was essentially forced into the agreement with the infiltration of the Nazis, as General Stephen Lufkin revealed that, you know, he lost complete control to the corporations. And ever since that date, well, you know, they've been doing that.
What's your take on the Nazis? Are they still around? Are they still here?
Well, you know, the Nazis are basically a vehicle, you know, for the, you have to think about the people who, the control elements, you know, who controls the agendas at the Bilderberg meetings that started just before that 1955, back in 1954, by a former Nazi SS officer. And they didn't get the president who they chose in the last Bilderberg meeting. You know,
they wanted Clinton, right?
Yeah, they wanted Clinton, and you could tell that by what happens with the mainstream media. after Trump was elected, you know, there's like nonstop demonization of him.
Right, it's absurd.
But it's kind of interesting, you know, because you know, it's kind of a mixed signals on thing. You know, the thing that gave me great encouragement was that when Eisenhower lost control back in 1955, he set up a secret U.S. Marine Corps intelligence unit that would become active in the future if this group ever completely took over, like they tried to do back in 1933, but U.S. Marine Corps General Smedley Butler exposed the plot and stopped them from having a complete dictator fascist government where they set up death camps and all kinds of stuff. He exposed the plot and stopped them. So, you know, in the future, they I lost my train of thought. Anyway,
so you were talking about a Marine group that was going to
Oh yeah, the secret Marine Corps intelligence unit. What happened was, you know, we have QAnon, you know, people surfaced up, and that you know, we have these executive orders that freezes the assets of anybody doing human rights abuse or corruption, which, you know, read anybody in this deep state cabal criminal syndicate is involved with. They also changed the Uniform Code of Military Justice Code so that these people can be tried by military. And at the same time, they expanded the facilities, capacity down in Guantanamo Bay. And so, you know, with over 100,000 sealed indictments, I thought, oh my God, this is how they're going to take it down. You know, but, you know, some of the stuff that Trump is doing, like Monsanto executives for environment, approving 5G, allowing certain environmental things to go through.
Yep.
You know, he's been doing some things that do not look in the best interest for the good welfare of the people he's doing. But, you know, you wonder if there's more layers to this whole multi-dimensional chess game that's going on of psychological warfare.
So I would imagine you're in the camp that says, hey, we've already got faster than light ships, right?
No question. The Nazis had it in 1934. We didn't have it until October of 1954.
Oh,
20 years later.
Oh,
that's how they were able to intimidate both Truman, which was the flyover of July of 1952. Remember the White House flyover?
Yeah.
Those were German. And
those
so,
were the Germans that flew over the White House in 1952.
Right. And, you know, you look at a lot of the Adamski stuff and, you know, with a lot of the sightings and they with German insignias on the side of the saucer and they're speaking in high German. you know, it was and Alan Dulles going around trying to get scientists off of disproving these people, you know. Basically, the CIA has been doing these psychological operations such as, you know, the flat earth theory and all this stuff to see how easily people can be fooled.
Yeah.
And that whole wave of the 50s, you know, and then we have, you know, the Myers case, which, you know, some believe, you know, Simjazi was Maria Orsic.
Yeah, some do. I don't, but some do. That's okay.
Yeah, I don't really know, but I actually handled the crystal and metal samples that Billy Miter, Dr. Marcel Vogel, when I was working with him in the laboratory with electron microscope, he was evaluating and found that, you know, the metal samples and things were with this process that was not on anything that we could do on Earth, at least.
Now, didn't Marcel Vogel have some device that you said could look into the future?
Well, I don't know. I worked on that project. I can speak well on that project. That was basically from the 1950s, the Delaware camera that came out of England.
Right.
It could, it basically confirms the fractal holographic nature of reality, where you could take a blood spot or some type of what they call a witness, and the person can be on the other side of the planet, and you can attune to them and this one, and take a photograph of, you know, part of their body if you wanted to. Like this one woman was pregnant. You could, she was 50 miles away, and you could see the, you know, the fetus inside.
Okay.
And go through different, and it could go backwards and forwards in the time.
Wow.
Which was an element that was...
This is huge. Let me make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying you have a drop of blood from this woman who is 50 miles away, 1,000 miles away, and
right.
you can look at this drop of blood and see that she's pregnant with child?
Well, use the drop of blood as a... See, everything is based on resonance. The DNA that is within each one of us has a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular unique frequency pattern, you know, we're just finding all this out in the new latest, you know, edges of quantum physics and things of entanglement that everything is interconnected. And that, so you have a drop of blood and you attune radionically, which is basically nothing more than a tuning focus for the mind, using these geometric dials that you attune to that particular resonance. And then what happened with this particular instrument, which, you know, people want to find out more in details about this. I've written extensively on this and taken Marcel's notes on marcelvogel.org.
Wow.
I don't know if that's been banned as well, but yeah, this is old ancient technology. You can imagine, you know, this is back in the 50s was being developed. You can imagine in the black projects with trillions of dollars, they got stuff that, you know, that kind of stuff could have been put into a museum. You know, it's kind of like the you know, Henry Ford car versus you know, whatever, the latest Tesla or whatever. It's like principles are important.
When this comes out, even people like us that have studied this for years are going to have shock. We're all going to be shocked.
Oh, that's an important point, Mark, you know, because there is a psychological, you know, this is the thing. You know, when I went to Washington in 2001, I was listening to all the other witnesses. You know, my testimony was, you know,
calmer, more subtle.
Very, very, very mild, extremely mild compared to, you know, what these other people were, head of the FAA, you know, with bringing all the evidence. And a lot of these people brought official documentation and, wow. and you know, their captains and the Air Force and so forth. You know, I was looking at this and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a world-changing event. I couldn't imagine how all of these testimonies in front of 22 cameras in the back row of the National Press Club, in the largest event in the history of the National Press Club, is not going to make a huge, you know, impact on the entire psyche of the entire world, you know? I mean, it did to some people. Gary McKinnon, a UK hacker, it inspired him. He wanted to find out about it, and he hacked into the government computers and found out about the Navy secret space program, and Solar Warden, and the non-terrestrial officers, and Dr. Michael Sala, who's been doing a lot of exopolitics.org. He's been doing an incredible amount of research, you know, that he was inspired. He actually got fired from the university because of his interest in extraterrestrials. You know, it just shows you how the education system is so in control of our perception as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I believe there's a schedule for the releasing of this information. And we've recently passed on to another level in this schedule. So they're releasing more of it. And unfortunately, they also release disinformation with everything else as well.
Well, it's a controlled narrative. See, they know it's coming out, so they need to control it. But they're going to want to hide the crimes against humanity. They want to about the whole Nazis and infiltrated in and took over control within the industrial military complex that... Eisenhower warned that only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry, that's you listeners out there, can protect our future liberties and freedoms, and about the extreme dangers of the misplaced powers of the unwarranted influences. He tried to say it, but, you know, on his farewell speech in 1961. And then Kennedy, you know, tried to warn us as well about the dangers of secrecy and secret societies, which, ironically, when Alan Dulles, who he fired for his nefarious activity, headed the Warren Commission, which was all made up of 33rd degree Freemasons.
Wow. You know, there's just so much information that's been kept from us for so long. You know, we're running out of time in the first hour. I think we've only got, what, 5 minutes, Solaris?
Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave in about 5 minutes, and I'm sure that, that Dan and Solaris, you guys will do a fantastic job. I look forward to hearing the rest of the show later. You know, you mentioned Maria Orsic, and there's a whole story behind that.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole story about the ladies of the Vril Society and how they grew the long, very long hair to have telepathic contact with these extraterrestrial groups. Do you think you could kind of finish out the first hour with that? Maybe you guys can pick up and talk about that next hour, too.
Well, they were getting from the Albarian constellation this channeling, and you know, they're all tied into the tool, Black Sun, and you know, the Vril, and what they were getting is these plans to build a craft that could warp time around it. Maria Orsic's father took it to Dr. Herman Schumann. Dr. Schumann, you know, the father of the Schumann resonance. Mm-hmm. He had in plasma physics and electrostatics and, you know, all this stuff. Anyway, they were able to look at her channeled information and found out there was viable physics in it. And by this was 1919, by the way, when they were getting this channeling. So over the years, up to about, I think it was, they may have done it before that, but by 1934 for sure, they were able to create an anti-gravity craft, which is kind of interesting because Maria Orsic, they both, Tesla and Maria Orsic were both from Kuroshia, and they were comparing notes back and forth. And as you know, Tesla conveyed to Otis Carr, and they made a craft as well, which the FBI, you know, confiscated everything, shut it down. And the craft that both the Vril Society created and Otis Carr under Tesla could both be operated the same way through conscious intent. I mean, the craft would fly to where you intended it to fly. It wouldn't be using, you know, levers and meters and steering wheels or anything like that. so, you know, that's how, but the Nazi SS took over, and so it went on from there.
I know we're almost out of time. What about in 2003? Was there a Navy SEAL operation that went to Antarctica and they found some kind of eight-sided octagon structure? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, according to Linda Moulton Howe, who broke the story,
stream of consciousness.
Okay,
cosmic conversation for subjects can range from Norman the goose next door to astrology and earth changes and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests